Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live, not in a pub.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hi.
That was quite a delicate one.
Thanks, guys.
How are we all?
Delicate right. Wins.
Delicate wins. Oh, don't.
I was watching that video the other day.
You know what? Google, YouTube, Delicate Wins, Bobby Franks. You'll see mine and Chaz's first band. There's a good day. And that's it. That's it for this week's podcast.
No.
See you later.
So we've got... How's everyone?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah, let's see how the build has been going on.
Yeah, they've been building things. I don't know. What do you want me to talk about my house? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I've had the plasters round.
Have you wrote any more descriptions of people down?
No, I've not seen anyone, to be honest. Keeping my head down and that, but...
keeping my head down?
Something funny. What happened? I'm sure something happened the other day. No, not really. Been quite fucking boring, to be honest.
You Kevin MacLeod on this section, don't we?
Yeah, just fucking...
Miles has taken on a Victorian property.
Yeah, it's a bit shit, to be fair. No, not the house, but just my life at the moment. It's just not very exciting. Oh, I found a...
depressing.
Your exposed
brick walls looking good, don't it?
Yeah.
Exposed brick walls looking
look tight.
Good.
The wood in it looks good, doesn't it?
The asbestos I discovered is looking very... No, really? I actually found asbestos in it. I was pulling it out because they put the plasterboard up on it and I was there and, you know... Victorian fireplace, no, it's not even Victorian, is it? But like old fireplaces and that, they've built them smaller over time, so there's more brick I had to pull out. And I was pulling all this white shit out and all these like white tiles and that. And then your uncle Tom came around, he's a bricklayer, and he was like doing some repointing and that. And he was like, it's asbestos, like, you know, Miles. I was like, fucking hell, I've been pulling out my hands, no, man. It's gone. Literally loads of it like that. Fucking. So I'm here. Do you know what I mean?
For now.
So I did that.
How long
did
it take to kick in?
Do you know, I was a bit panicked.
Yeah, I googled it
and, I know the history of asbestos now, so it's fine.
Can you tell us an asbestos fact?
Asbestos, yeah. So,
No, then.
No one's asked, are they? Do you know what my mate sent me the other day?
Oh.
Friend Hannah sent me something. She was looking at a passport and that. I don't know why. She can't go anywhere, can you?
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Put it on the white.
But I wrote in her passport about six. Yeah.
You wrote in someone's passport?
I'll show you in a minute. I wrote in her passport 6 years ago, I will never come to the USA because of this, and drew a knob.
You wrote that in someone's passport?
Yeah, I didn't know that. And she showed me.
And you've signed it, MK.
Let's have a look at that.
No. I put MK, the Magnet Pub Stockport. I put after it.
Isn't that where we met?
She went to the, you what?
Isn't that where we met?
Yeah, man. It's a story in itself.
Let's have a look at that again.
Yeah, man. So what happened was...
So friendly.
It's asbestos, that, isn't it?
Asbestos.
That's a long cock, that, Miles.
Fuck so, hell.
You could pass that off as a portrait of someone with a long neck.
The funny thing is, she went to Dominican like a few years ago, and they looked at that page, I think, and they were like, "What's this?" And she forgot about it, and so did I. And then fucking,
oh,
so
that's fucking good.
That's
that.
Something that's happened, but sometimes you just don't think, do you?
You especially just don't.
I mean, especially you.
Yeah, weird, that, isn't it?
How are you anyway, mate? All right.
Yeah, sound, yeah.
Does anyone ask you where you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, sound, yeah.
You always seem to be the one asking other people. So
I know,
Joe's the curator, isn't he?
No one gives a fuck about me, do they? No. I've been going out in my car. Weather's been good.
What car have you got?
I've got an MG Midget. It's the poor man's sports car, isn't it?
Is that your summer car?
It's my summer car. Sound like a right cunt, don't you? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I might be selling it because I'm skint, but, you know. No, I'm only joking. It's boss. Love it. It's been sunny. Had the roof down. You know, when you're driving with the roof down, that you feel all boss. No joke, every time I have to stop at some traffic lights, I'm just shitting myself. Because if you break down in a car, it's all right, innit? If you break down in like a vintage car with the roof down, you just look a knobhead and everyone wants to hate you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, breaking down, it's not fun. I did break down it the other day.
Did you?
Well, I ran out of petrol. Petrol gauge is broken, isn't it?
Oh.
Just pulled it out of the garage, just working. I was like, oh, boss.
You're not really selling it if you want to sell it at the moment.
No, it's fixed now. It's all done.
When's your driving test?
It was supposed to be March the 16th.
Why did it get fucked up?
COVID, yeah. They fucked my life. So it's like August the 5th, and I think we've got summer on, so I can't do it. So,
yeah. Surely August,
there's me not driving.
Should just honour you a license.
No, we haven't
really
got summer on.
No, it's like, well, I don't know how much you can say, but we've got a few. I don't know how much we can say.
the reason why I know it's not, because that's the potentially when I'm going to get married.
No, sorry. It's, fucking
so that's what you've got on.
Wait, sorry, I've just... Wait,
that weekend. The third.
It's the 3rd of August. We got Kendall Call in 2 days before, and I'm doing like a crash course, aren't I?
Oh,
so
shit, Dex, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to just do it and just see. I mean, I could just turn up and never have a test and just do it and just see what happens, but. Sorry, never have lessons and see what happens.
I fucking love that. If you just turn up for your test and never done a lesson, yeah, and just be like.
That's basically what it is at the moment. So, no driving for me.
I've been feeling the pressure of being. Katie wants me to learn to drive.
You'll be waiting a while.
I think you should do it.
You'd be waiting fucking about 6
months.
No,
you see, but this is the difference. Like, you want to do a crash course. Tom can go out. Katie can take
it's
Tom
not
out.
That. Nope. It's not. No, it's the test.
Yeah, no, but like you said then, like, you can get a date for a test where you're free and do it. Tom can go out with Katie. You don't need to do like a big 2-week crash course before.
Yeah, but I've not paid. I can do lessons in that. What's more so is the dates are getting pushed back. Like,
yeah, you could book in August now and do it.
No, because that's from 4 months. I booked mine and it got delayed 4 months, but now there's people from November to March who've also been put back.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
So I'm just saying it'll take a while.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, you can do it and not have, like, you know that thing you've got where it's like, oh, fucking hell, I need to do a crash. Like, I need, like, 3 weeks.
I will do it.
Do you know what I mean?
I just did it for ease because I thought we had nothing on.
Kate, you can go, right, Tom, you know when they're driving to the yard, like today, when you're getting dropped off and that, you can drive. Do you know what I mean? I know that's what, I mean, Sophia did it. Sophia, like, was, like, learning to drive. She used to drive me everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I mean, to like learn. I think once I've done that a couple of times, then I'll be like, right, I can do it now.
You've driven
confidence for me.
You've driven me in a golf buggy before in a
Canada.
I've seen you drive a car.
Where?
You haven't? Dalstone car park.
You haven't?
Dalstone car park. Your mum's
car years ago, but you weren't there.
Pretty sure I fucking was.
I don't think you were, you know.
What car you teach me, Joe?
Eh?
In your MG.
Fuck that. It's a fucking nightmare to drive that. Do you want me to teach you? No, I've got an automatic.
I just always think going through little spaces, I'd just be shit at.
Spatial awareness. Well,
the spatial awareness thing
get
is...
get used to
it. You don't... when I didn't drive, I was scared about it, but you do get used to it.
That'll be a good one to learn in. Mine, here, the white one.
That'll do, yeah.
Because that's got... That's very unforgiving, that.
Thing is with us, Tom...
That'll be good to learn because he's fucking... You've got to be on the ball, haven't you?
We are used to the roads, you know what I mean? We used to have like fucking mopeds and that, didn't we? But I think it's the size...
Yeah,
with the cars, it's a bit worrying.
You can just nip about in that, can't you?
Why do you get you've got your Vespa still on you?
It's in my mum and dad's garage.
Fucking mint, that little Vespa.
Tom, you pulled up to school in that once when I was still at school and we were in the band.
I remember. I was going down Mylan Lane and I saw him.
And you rocked up and it was...
Going in. Yeah, but that would have been like...
2013,
just as we started. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else got anything fun?
Trying to think, what, anything happened?
I got my first skip the other day.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
How was that?
Good. Filled it. Next. Anyone else?
Is it gone now?
No, fucking hell. That's the thing. I read reviews like, been here for 3 months, I've not picked it up. It's the cheapest one, to be fair, but I'm not arsed.
Yeah, you've not got a car to park.
That's my car. Cheers.
you've had a long history with skips, though, haven't you?
That is true. As discussed previously, you know, playing in skips and that.
Yeah.
Different size skips, but they weren't as big as I thought they were back in the day.
You can get
when you conceived in a skip as well.
Do you fancy it?
It's fucking... There's not really any good stories about, is there?
No, it's because everything's good fucking that. Shit, innit?
I've got a new game that I wanted to play. I thought we could do.
The time's like to, it? Playing
no,
games.
No, I wanted to know how well we all know each other. So I thought each week we can pick two people.
Is it like Mr. and Mrs.?
I don't. What's that?
That's just you and Katie's son.
No, that's where you, Mr. and Mrs. is where. If I got you, tell me what this game is, and I'll tell you if it's Mr.
Well, I've just made this up. So you tell me, Mr.
Mrs. You get two people, and you ask them the same question, and you have to answer what you think they'll answer.
Yeah, so it's that thing.
Yeah,
boss. So yeah, I was going to say it, but like, each week we pick two different people.
Right, go on then.
So I thought this week we could pick Charlie and Miles.
Hey, mate.
Ding. That's a combo, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Charlie Miles.
Does the job, doesn't it?
And then what? Well, Tom, do you want to ask him a question?
I'm confused. What's happening here?
I'm just going to Google Mr. and Mrs. questions.
Yeah. I've got the hardest opponent here because you never know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everything about
me, though. We'll do everything. So that next week you could be you and Squish, and the week after could be you and me.
Squish.
Do you know what I mean?
Love how that's developed from squash.
To Squish. He's cuter, though, isn't it, Squish?
Feeling a bit of pressure here, you know.
He's the cutest one in his
job.
Right,
here we go. Right.
So you've both got to answer after three. So while I count down from I'll go three, two, one, answer.
Wait, so is it about me?
So normally this would be people in a relationship. So the first one here, well, I'm not going to say it.
About me.
Who fancied who first, but obviously it doesn't apply for you.
Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, right. It's like, right, so Tom, what's the next question? I'll count down from three.
Who's a question for?
I think it's been.
Is it for both of you? You've got to say it at the same time.
Yeah, so it's like. So it'd be like.
Why would I say it at the same time? This
right, here we go, here we go.
No one's listening anymore, are they?
These are. Quite a lot of these are sexual, but I think it could be quite funny.
Yeah.
What? So you have to answer for Charlie. You understand, Miles?
Yeah,
before we get into it, you start going, I don't get it.
Come on.
Right.
Continue.
So, Miles first. So you're answering for Charlie.
Okay.
Assault.
Question one.
Yeah.
What is his favourite sexual position?
Any.
Do you know what, mate? Fucking hit the nail on the head there.
Fucking good, that. Well done, Miles.
It's true, isn't
it? Next question. Hit the nail Salt. On the head.
Charlie Salt.
This is for me.
So you're answering for Miles.
Yeah.
To Charlie, Charlie to Miles.
So Charlie to Miles. If he won, if Miles won £100, what would he blow it on?
I don't know. Food. Wait, I'm answering her. I'm answering for you. Shit, sorry.
Fucking hell.
This is shit.
Here we go.
I don't know.
What's his favourite song? What's Miles' favourite song?
Tubular Bells.
Nah.
Oh,
I'd say Faithless.
Nah. No, it depends.
Insomnia.
I've got some favourite songs for me.
Blue Monday.
It depends where I am. If I'm on a plane, then I want to just lie down or sunbathing strangely.
See what I mean?
This is why it's hard.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is we need to elaborate. If I'm on a plane and I want my fucking eyes to be closed, like Tubular Bells, Trance-like, mate, you know what I mean?
So is that a good effort for me?
No, that's good. Yeah, right, Tubular Bells, I'll take it.
Stick a point on the board.
Ready? Right, next.
Right.
Miles to Charlie.
Can we do like two more of these and just move on?
It's
sunny outside.
I like this game though. Fucking hell.
Miles won't know this. What's his biggest phobia?
The dick pump.
Whoa. Don't mention that this episode. Well, quite deep, this one, actually.
It is quite deep.
Oh, shit.
Is there an answer?
Deep water.
Is there an answer?
There is an answer, yeah.
Is it?
Think logically about it and think. Just think deep.
I mean, you've lost your air, so that can't be that. The crown's already thin, so it can't be that.
The king has lost his crown.
I don't think I know, you know.
I've got fibre on it today. That's why it's looking all right.
I don't know.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, sound, yeah.
I have a phobia and a fear of being lonely.
Oh, I mean, fuck's sake.
That's, you know, do you know what? I was almost going to say that, but I thought it'd be a bit too intense to say. Because, I mean, fear of being lonely, that there's people I know, and you know, it's a thing, innit? Do you know what I mean? Loneliness kills. That's what you say. Hey, it's true, though.
You know what I mean?
It's true, no, it's true.
Shit.
My phobia is being on fire. Like, if I was on fire, I wouldn't be happy about it.
I don't think fucking anyone would.
Exactly. Next.
Fucking hell, this is a good game. Right. Come out with some gems, this. Yeah, so it's Charlie to Miles.
What colour do you think he looks best in?
Nice.
I know my answer.
The fucking incredible look.
Incredible look.
Fucking hell, you've said
well,
it.
I was thinking the video for Girlfriend, white.
Yeah.
White,
I was thinking white.
Okay. You went through a phase
of... the incredible look, yeah. So that's a white shirt.
That's what, and the white jacket. White. That's what I'm thinking.
Have we spoke about the incredible look?
Don't worry. So once upon a time, about 6 years ago, I was finding myself... I was finding what I liked and what I didn't like fashion-wise because I don't come from a fashion background. I've never been into it and that.
Really?
And I thought...
We went to Levi's and Levi's kindly gifted us all something. And with that gifting, Miles picked up a white shirt. Anyway, long story short, we're at a festival, photos. Miles looks back at a photo of him.
With a fan's got a photo with him.
A fan's got a photo of him, and Miles looks at it, and he's got the white shirt, and he goes, fucking hell, I look incredible. That is what and then we called it the incredible look. And then Miles went back to Levi's and got like six or seven of these shirts.
White shirt.
So we had loads black, of them.
Black jeans.
Black leather jacket. Really like...
Really,
lots of dead ends on
really
my hair.
Pioneering look, that.
Greasy, yeah. Greasy look.
Greasy hair, bit of BO breath. And that's me.
The incredible look.
Incredible Rollies. Look.
Yeah. So, yeah, fuck you, that's the incredible look.
Yeah, so if anyone gives a shit, that's what that is.
You'll probably look back on loads of photos just now. Miles is always in the
that
incredible
should be the
look.
Name, that.
So that was a fun game. Well,
let's do it to Charlie. What do you think Charlie looks best in?
Colour.
Or let's just say look, because the incredible look.
Whenever you've got like a fucking bit of a suede brown fucking suit on and shit, I'm always like...
suede suit?
Wait. Not suede. Not suede. Not suede. You know what I'm trying to say here, don't you?
No.
Basically, when Chaz has got a fucking big 70s collar in that, I'm like, that looks good, do you know what I mean? It's quite OG bass player, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
these are some good ones, but this fuck. The person asking it needs to ask the questions, but I can adapt it.
You
so
can
we can do a couple more, because right, okay. This is good,
let's
isn't
do
it?
One more each.
Suede suit.
So, right. this is Miles to Chaz. Suede suit.
I just want
to
go home.
Go on.
Suede suit's fucking
so,
boss.
Wait there, who's this? Miles?
Miles
so Charlie
to Charlie.
Has to answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Suede suit. Horse hair suit. It's not Louis Theroux, that. Have you seen it?
No. What? What's his Miles' favourite smell?
Ooh. Let me think about
shit.
This one.
Bit of Creed.
It was a phase.
What? Yeah. I'm trying to think as well now.
I think I know what it is.
I'd say something like pot noodle.
I mean, it's food related, isn't it?
Like, is it food? Is
well,
that,
I mean, this is meant to be Charlie to Miles.
Sorry.
We're a group, aren't we? What do you think it is, Squish?
Miles' favourite smell.
Mm. Is it? Wait, the clue is it's food related.
I've just decided what it is, and there's reasons behind it, like, you know.
Oh, like sentimental? Or?
Yeah, you could say so.
And is it food?
Is
stuff?
It food related?
Yeah.
It's a food is that it? Reminds him of a time. I'm gonna.
Does it remind you of being at school?
No.
Nah. Is it curry?
Oh yeah. I like the smell of curry.
I like curry.
And I lived above a curry house, and they had a big fuck off fan that was firing it into my room, and I was like, most people are like, that's hanging, but I was like, fucking love it.
And my dad used to make fucking box
curry. Love it.
ID, man. He makes the best
ID
ones.
ID does make a good curry.
He does, doesn't he?
Ian Donovan.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like to spray myself with curry after shaving that.
It's curry, innit? It's curry.
Curry. Yeah, you say curry wrong. Yeah.
You used to say curry wrong?
Curry.
But when, I'm proud of myself for knowing that about you.
Yeah.
Well done. You don't win anything.
I win your...
You win a skip full of asbestos. Oh, yeah.
What? Do I usually eat for breakfast? Charlie Salt.
So is Charlie answering? Is this what you think?
You're answering for me.
Okay. What do you usually eat for breakfast?
What does Charlie usually eat for breakfast? And let's just clear it up before. Do you have a set thing most days? Would you say? I know you probably like changing stuff.
I mean, it's not probably good for Josh will probably know this, but
is this like at home? Because I know what you
there's
eat when we go out.
There's a staple brekkie I eat.
Right.
Eight times out of ten.
Right. Yeah. So there is.
Okay. So you like riding your bikes and that? It's got to be nutritious.
It's got to be a bike.
You get up in the morning. Do you have it before you go on your bike?
I think
ride?
I know what it is.
I've not seen it. Let's say it. I've not seen you with any of the old shakes around. So I don't.
Do you know what this is? Like this because on the tour wasn't that we're all up and Miles is still in bed. He doesn't see you. I'm breaking.
Hey, I'm an early riser now. You know, so,
half ten,
fucking nine.
And you get up riding early.
Yeah.
So you have to make it before you go ride.
Yeah, I genuinely like to.
Is it porridge?
Fucking hell. I was going to say.
I was going to say
porridge. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I know Josh is an advocate of fucking porridge and that, but I reckon I thought...
The creamy oats, man.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm part of the society. That's your staple, but your kind of signature, I'd say, would be shakshuka.
as like a sort of...
I'd say that. Yeah, I was thinking that as well.
Sure, I'd say that or just cunt on toast, do you know what I mean?
Would you like to describe what cunt on toast is?
So I call...
poached.
No, it's avocado.
This is where you're wrong. It's anything like that. It's avocado, it's fucking Benedict, it's fucking salmon, it's fucking shakshuka.
Eggs Benedict.
It's just, it's fucking all
poached,
that.
Poached eggs with avocado. Anything,
it's, just,
anything,
it's just all that stuff. That's
it's basically
just a bit
anything you wouldn't eat in World War II.
Yeah,
that basically
no, it's just a bit, it's just that, it's just.
That's your vibe, innit?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a bit all, do you know what I mean? Like when you want a brekkie, you want to go like to a greasy spoon, do you know what I mean? Get a glitch.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for that, but.
Every day,
not every day. You don't want
a
fucking
cunt on toast.
Shag pile arteries, do you?
No, but you don't have it every day, do you? Do you know what I mean?
It's one of Josh's. That
fucking. I'll have fucking.
Who is that? That you?
That's a weird noise.
Cunt on toast. Oh shit! I've unplugged my fucking.
Anyway,
headphones. Can't hear it.
That's the end of that section, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Good, that. Fuck yeah.
Did you like my game?
It was good. We had a laugh.
Thank you, friends. Miles got a fact.
Miles, give me a fact.
Pigs don't sweat. Did you know that?
I'm sure I've heard that. Before.
Pig sweat.
So you know, someone says to you, they're sweating like a pig.
Well, they don't, so.
Well, exactly. They don't sweat.
So that you basically, if you're sweating like a pig, then you're completely dry.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any shit. Doesn't really make any sense, does it?
Pigs don't sweat.
Pigs don't sweat.
It's squealing like a pig. It's not sweating like a pig.
That's it. Not sweating like a pig.
Fucking. Go on, give us another, Miles.
a quarter of your bones. Are located in your feet.
What?
Oh, your tarsals, metatarsals, and flanges.
Yeah, yeah. So there's about 26.
GCSE,
carpals are your fingers, tarsals are your feet.
There's about 26 toast. Bones in each foot. That's 52 bones in each foot out of a total. out of a total of 206 bones. So a lot of bones.
Until we're bones.
Do you know what's weird? You know, if you're like a baby and that, you grow from nothing in like 9 months, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, your finger came off, can't grow it back. Why?
Yeah, but certain creatures can do that, can't they?
Exactly.
Like lizards.
Yeah, they just regrow a limb or whatever.
It'd be useful, like, wouldn't it?
Why would it be useful? How many times have you chopped your hand off though? Needed
no,
to?
But if it ever fucking did happen, what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
My dad chopped the tip of his finger off once with an axe.
Did he?
I did it chopping wood. Tom, what would you say? I come from like a fucking Victorian house.
No, it'd be like when we were younger, you know, are you playing out? Are we going to go and put Mentos in Diet Coke and film it or whatever? No, I can't. I'm helping my dad chop wood in the garden. It was just, I just thought it was a bit...
OG.
OG, do you know what I mean? It wasn't your average...
Me and...
2007.
Your average Joe.
Joe.
Me and Tommy Harrison cut down a tree once, like a full-size tree.
What?
So you know I used to have axes.
Yeah.
Right. We've spoken about this before, about my friend's dad used to sharpen them.
Yeah.
And he brought it round to school, like on the way to school. Well, I had a trench coat and we went onto a field and we
nothing else.
I was wearing
trench coat and axe.
I was wearing a trench coat. And me and Tommy Harrison went onto a field and cut down a full-size tree.
How big's a tree?
What thickness of trunk are we talking?
To be fair, not that thick, but we're talking about like...
How tall? Taller as a house?
Taller, but twice the size of a house.
Jesus.
Fuck me. No.
Yeah.
Did you scope the area and think, if it falls, it's not going to hurt or damage anything?
Oh, yeah. This is me involved.
But... Yeah. That's what I mean. It's quite out of character in a way, but in character at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, but looking back, it's not... Really, not a good thing to do.
tree felling
when you're
tree surgeon. I used to want to be a tree surgeon
because obviously that tree didn't deserve it, you know. But
it got it.
It got it. And
why were you just chopping down a tree in a park? It's fucking mad.
Trouble child.
In fact, in a trench coat.
I once saw Josh before I knew him.
Good story.
Hey. Comma. Dash.
You're being funny today, you know.
Comma.
He's late today, isn't he?
No, then he said dash.
Don't fall,
he knows it as well. Look at his head.
It's the sun. And to be fair,
where's this going?
I just saw him just back.
That was actually the sun.
Yo.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
What's happening? You all right?
Sound, yeah.
Fucking hell, where are you? It looks well sunny.
London.
Oh yeah.
Wow, it feels weird hearing Manchester voices. I've not heard a Manchester voice for a while.
Have you moved down there? Yeah.
I don't know. You could say so. A little bit, yeah.
I know what's happened. Here.
I'm floating. I'm back and forth. You know what I mean? never thought I'd say that, but yeah, the time has come where I'm here for a bit.
You know what? It's got to happen, I suppose, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Liam and Noel did it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
How you doing anyway? You good?
Well, good, thank you. Well, good. Just chilling. I've just been on the phone to the bank for about an hour and a half, chatting loads of shit. Can I swear? Sorry.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, it's sound.
I'm just there. I feel like my day's only just started. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, thanks for doing it, though, anyway.
No problem. Thanks for having me, man.
It's all right. So, yeah, we just do a podcast where, you've probably not heard it, but we just chat shit. It's not anything, like, serious or anything like that.
Well, I'm good at that, so it'll be all right.
But, yeah, we've just been getting people in to pick, like, five tunes from Manchester, but we'll have a little chat first, anyway, and just...
Yeah, no problem. Whenever you lot are ready, whatever you want.
What do you, are you like, what tunes are you into? Are you just into like one, or are you just like dead open? You just like, oh, I like anything?
Nah, I'm all over, to be honest. I think obviously rap obviously goes without saying. Yeah. Whatever, all that kind of stuff.
What rap were you into growing? Were you into like, because I was into it obviously a bit. You can't really hear it in our music, but I was into it, like, you know, like the old school. '90s, noughties R&B, like Blue Cantrell, Breed, and like
Yeah, 50 Cent,
and Eminem, and all that stuff.
I had a bit of a mixture. Like, obviously, I've got such a bad memory, but I think like there was a certain period where I was like 50 Cent's biggest fan. It was a 50 Cent thing, yeah. Like my life revolved around 50 Cent, yeah. And then I got a bit older, and then I went through like a Wiz Khalifa stage. You know about Wiz Khalifa,
yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I went for like a Wiz Khalifa stage, and then there's been like stages in between that. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of weird. So it's always been a rap thing. I've always liked rap. I've always been like, had my favorite rapper and that, whatever.
Yeah.
But then my dad's always played, obviously, my dad's what, 40, I don't know, maybe 46. So my dad's always been running with like the Stone Roses, Oasis.
Yeah.
I used to like a band called Razorlight, who my dad used to listen to.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. As if you used to like Razorlight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I couldn't,
one like type of music sort of thing.
Yeah, there was a couple bands, like obviously I wasn't all the way into it, but like out of the big variety of bands that my dad played, they always had my little one. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. It's like, it's mad, isn't it? Because like, it's the same for us. You know what I mean? Like, we are influenced by our parents' record collection. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's mad to think that, do you know what I mean? Especially you're like, what, like the type of music you do. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to think, like, because I, you know what I mean? I was listening to your tunes a lot. And like, you know, the backing tracks and stuff like that, I can't really like take the like the dead, like in my head, like dead modern, do you know what I mean? All the percussion and stuff like that. And like, it's like,
yeah.
It's not like anything I've heard before. Do you know what I mean? It's mint.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's like the use of like proper instruments isn't all the way there with a rap thing, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, as of recently, when like I've been working on loads of stuff and that, we've been trying to do that a little bit, do you know what I'm saying? Bring more of a you know what I'm saying, instead of
Dr. Dre used to use real drums
to tape.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's always good for like live performances as well.
Yeah.
You get on the stage at festivals or whatever, and there's some real drums going on and some real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you get to you'll be at that level soon. When you're doing them, when your gigs get bigger and bigger, you'll be able to just do all that, won't you? And have like
fucking as many people on stage as
you want.
I suppose you could even kind of cheat, so this is like real but fake at the same time. You could even cheat and like do the song, like record the song with real instruments,
yeah.
But then when it comes to performing it, obviously it's still on the real instruments, it's just an audio. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we pretty much do that anyway.
Nah, well, you fucking dummy yourself down there.
Nah, when you go on Top of the Pops, that's what you do.
Oh shit, yeah. If you go on shit like that, you do. When you got a mic,
that's devastating though. That, like, you know what you're saying there. Like, if you've got a backing track, you're obviously just rapping over a track which is sound. But like, I'm a drummer, so if I'm like just miming my drums over our track, it's fucking tragic. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so shit. It's mad. But you have these like weird, like, what they do, they like glue two cymbals together, so when you hit them, it sounds, it's like a dunk. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't like it,
make
any noise.
Yeah, it makes no noise.
It's like proper weird.
Like a Thai drum.
Yeah, I hate doing stuff like that, but you know, it's got to be done on it. Do you know what I mean?
So where you're from? Is it New Moston?
Yeah, I'm from I'm from Moston, New Moston. I grew up while I was born in Moston. Stockport's sick though. Stockport's like kind of got a little place in my heart for like some mad reasons.
Why?
Go on, yeah, break it down.
Just like I remember, like obviously you know about Pi Radio.
Pi Radio.
No.
You know about it? You might. It's more of like a rap kind of vibe, but it's like how would I explain Pi Radio? Like a community thing. So basically, I used to go to Stockport. It's called, remember, do you know Hallam Mill?
Yeah.
Hallam
yeah,
Mill.
Yeah, right, I used to go
that's
down
right near
there.
My house.
Yeah, so I used to go there, do like radio sets, grime sets, spit bars, you know what I'm saying?
Just
do my thing. And that was always like a little platform for everyone to go, because obviously we could never go and get on One Extra or whatever.
Yeah.
My man would go Pi Radio and just try and make something happen there. And then like, How old was I, Pi Radio? 15, 16. And then, obviously, then, like, Pi Radio, then you kind of, like, work your way up to Unity Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, so, yeah, so Stockport was always a thing of, like, it always reminds, when I think of Stockport, I think of Hallam Mill, and I always think of, like, kind of, like, the start of my career and how I got things going. You know what I'm saying?
You know Stone Mose used to hear us there?
Did they?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's got some history, that mill. And even my first, like, couple of shows and that, like, there's this kid, I won't say his name because I don't know if he wants me to say his name or not, but there's this kid, and, like, for, like, 3 years in a row, it was, like, his birthday, he booked me, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which like, just in his back garden or something, he'd have a back garden party or a party in a warehouse full of 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds on the drink and that, just a mad gaff, do you know what I mean? And it was just always a little memory. Like, I always remember going to them kids' parties and that and just shelling it, and the kids was gaffing. It was like they was my first fans, or I felt like
like them first gigs where you were doing it to a different crowd and everyone was buzzing off.
Yeah.
I remember that first, is it called Straight Rhymes, the one that kind of broke you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not even...
In that world.
I wouldn't have even known any upcoming kind of artist of that realm. And even I saw that, you know, at the time, that's how far... That was weird.
It was just weird. Everyone seeing it. It was so mad.
But I remember thinking, like, because it might have been even around that time. I don't even know. But I remember thinking, oh, yeah, it just looks like he's on. He looks like he's in Harper, eh? That's what I thought. I was like,
it is. It's Harper, eh? I was in Damhead. It's next door.
Is it?
Mad that.
It is mad. It's fucking.
But it's nice to see people from, like, you know, it's only a stone's throw away from where we are. So it's like, it's nice to see people do well.
No, it is, man. Even like I said to you when I first came on the call about it's good hearing a Manchester accent because like you do certain things. It's like everyone you meet when you want to get to a certain level is from down south, innit?
Yeah. Well, that's why it makes it easier for you to end up like, you know, move there, and especially for you as like you kind of like a solo artist, aren't you? So it's kind of like it's all just you. You can just turn up and do all the stuff. Whereas there's five of us, and it's like there's more. I don't know. It's different with a band, I think.
Yeah. No, I can imagine. I kind of suppose these kind of. When it comes to being with a band or something, there's more opinions to deal with, kind of thing, innit?
100%, yeah.
We're pretty good though.
Yeah, well,
you
just take the lead, I think, on a lot of things. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to have one person to take the lead, and I'm like, I'm a control freak, so I've got to like step back sometimes and be like, nah, chill out.
Yeah, you've got to have that person, but sometimes people don't like having that person, do they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because everyone wants to be that person.
Yeah, exactly. But Tom's a lead singer anyway, so he's naturally going to be that guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? If I start turning up to stuff on my own, people are going to be like, fuck's sake, I wanted the singer, not the drummer. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get that. I think the more I know that, the better life will be.
I hear that. Yeah, it's mad. But the London thing, I said to myself a bit ago that I'd never move to London, but obviously things change, I suppose, isn't it?
With what you do, though, as well, like, it's definitely... Do you know what I mean? It's like what at the moment. To be fair, at the moment, like with Bugsy and like you, do you know what I mean? Like Manchester's definitely making some like artists from like that rap grime thing, where it's like, but London, do you know what I mean? It's been like the epicenter of that for a long time.
Yeah, man. It's like when you're born in London, you just naturally everyone you look up to is just already there.
Yeah,
but it's like Tom said though, when we were growing up, obviously like Oasis, Stone Mose, and that's from your area. So I think there's something in you where you're like, oh, if they can do it. And even like quarantines and things like if they can do it, why can't we? Do you know what I mean? And I suppose it's that thing in London, if there's like a few good rappers or grimer or whatever doing it in that area, then people on that area be like, well, if they can do it, why can't we? Do you know what I mean? I suppose you've done that in Manchester now. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if like a few people start cropping up in Manchester now. Do you know what I mean? Because like the people...
Yeah, that's what you need sometimes. You just need that kind of like, I don't know what you call it, proof, reassurance.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like what's good with London. Is that obviously you wake up and there's probably already three men from your area
who
have done it before 100%. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or and in Manchester, it's going to get like that anyway. Yeah, obviously, 100%. Like it has now in these certain genres, for example, like what you lot do and that more like worldwide sound, so to say. You've got people like the Stone Roses and Oasis to look up to, and like loads of other people, like you said. So it's good, and then hopefully people like me and Bugsy can be them people for the kids.
I think you already are, to be honest. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. Hopefully it stays that way.
How old are you?
21.
Fucking hell.
This is my guy YJ, by the way. He makes all my beats.
Hey, yo, mate, you all right? I'm a big fan, mate.
Oh yeah, he mentioned the beats before. The big fan, he says.
All right, much love, bro.
Yeah, no, they're sick. Yeah, should we dive into the tunes?
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five tunes. What's your first pick?
Thought about them this morning. I thought I'm not even going to think too much about it. I'm just going to wake up in the morning and decide.
I think that's the best way to be
I
fair.
Do as well.
So, but you can tell me if you think I'm doing like proper cliche ones and I'll change them.
Nah, I think proper cliche ones are good. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone, sometimes people come in and like they're picking these like mad artists or mad bands. It's a bit like, yeah, sound. Do you know what I mean? But you want to wear the big ones, I think.
Right, well, I'm going to go, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Fucking tune.
Why have you picked
that? Yeah, we're there. Yeah, come on. Let's talk about that first.
Okay, sorry.
Is there a reason you picked that tune? Is it like, because for me, that's like 42s at the end of the night. Do you know what I mean? Like,
My boy Dino, he's always been the one in the group that always had that little bit of a different music taste, which was stuff like this, innit? And then I don't know. I kind of obviously spend so much time with someone, you just catch on to their vibes, innit? This one was just like, this one always got me. I don't know this one. I would always pelt this one out with him.
Yeah. Even if it's that end of a party tune, isn't it? It's always that.
It's the end of the night. We're gonna all. I can imagine at a festival. End of the festival. Yeah. It's the end. Everyone's got their arms in the air, lighters out. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Honestly, that the amount of times I've been bladdered, me and you.
Yeah.
And we've just like had our arms on each other singing that song. Like, do you know what I mean? It's fucking mint. Like, it's just a mint bit of songwriting, isn't it? Really. Like, no one does that, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean? Just that chorus is just fucking.
Yeah.
It's just there, isn't it?
Definitely. So yeah, that's this is in no order, by the way.
We said it's impossible. That's why we've had to pick five, because you can't pick like your best tune from Manchester.
And then my next one, I'll go Sally Cinnamon, Stone Roses. I've got them wrote down there.
Nah, that's a tune. That
this one just reminds me of my dad. When I think of this song, I think of being in the passenger seat of a van, looking. And seeing my dad singing it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, even though, I don't know, it's so much not in my world kind of thing. Yeah. But I don't know, it just clicks, I don't know. It just clicks.
Is your dad a massive Stone Roses fan?
Yeah. Massive Stone Roses fan, he loved it.
Your mum and dad went to Spike Island.
Yeah, my mum and dad are massive Stone Roses fan. They went to like that, you know, that. They had like a legendary show, didn't they? Called Spike Island in that night.
Yeah, I think it might not be that, so I don't want to say anything lying, but I want to say that my dad was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably that's the one that he probably was there.
Let's just say he was there.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hey, my dad was there.
Joe, you know, that was my like one of our favorite because we supported Stone Roses and it was fucking mint. Like,
yeah, it's crazy what they've done. It's crazy, and like I suppose. I probably don't, I'm young as well, I probably don't even know half of what they've done, but from what I know, it's just crazy anyway.
Yeah, do you know what though, like, I think sometimes it's good when you've got a massive artist like that, you know, like, the big tunes and that, but you've not properly delved into, like, you know, one day, when you're just chilling at home, you might put them on, and you start opening a rabbit hole, do you know what I mean? And that'll open things up in your head, where you're just like, oh, that's fucking mint.
Yeah, 100%, and I think I go through little phases, like, sometimes I want to go make a song, I want to go make a song for the clubs and make everyone want to pop a bottle and just do that usual rapper stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the next minute I'll hear something like that and I'll think, oh, let me get some, you know what I'm saying? Let me shout him and get some drums going and some.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So yeah, so it all changes. But yeah, that was number two. Number three. Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know which one to say next. I don't want to put them in any orders. So I've just done Oasis, then Stone Roses. I'm going to go back to Oasis. I'm going to go Wonderwall. But I bet everyone said that.
And just one other person
Phil
said
Phil Foden
it.
Picked it. Last
Phil. They got Phil. He's local.
He picked Newton. You. Picked you as well. Yeah.
I'm going to pick me as well at the end.
That's it. Yeah.
But yeah, he's the only one who's picked it, which you think you think loads of people would pick it. Oasis have obviously been the most picked band,
yeah,
but
course. But
that tune has only been picked once before, so
it's fucking
big up Phil though.
Yeah, like, fucking, yeah, he's
you're a United fan, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, that's why I don't like him though. Nah, I like him, he's good people's man.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. But he's from Edgeley, which is near, like literally in Stockport. Like,
oh, is it? I thought he was from Newton Heath for some reason. I was obviously wrong.
Well, do you know what? He might have been born there, but I knew he grew up around Edgeley way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. What, can you remember what song he picked of mine?
Mice.
Nice.
Oh, no, or was it Taste? It was between them two tunes. He spoke about it, but I think he picked Mice, the one
not
on FIFA.
You're speaking about
Mice,
FIFA,
the one on FIFA, yeah, yeah. So I think he picked,
Mice is on FIFA.
How I got on you, to be fair. I tan FIFA, me.
We've still never got on FIFA. Yeah, fucking fuming.
You know what? I don't really play it too much, so I've not even heard my song on the game too much, really.
Oh, mate.
I get messages off the man them saying, I wish you'd shut up.
But yeah, I've been tanning at the moment, like, we're locked down on that, and it's just been, yeah, I've got too far, though. You won't even play me anymore, will you?
Nah, he's just, you know when someone's like he's like a proper nerd level, like, it. So it's like, nah, I'm not playing you.
I know you're the type of man that passes it eight times outside the box before you go in the box. My brethren, yeah, he just waits for the net to be open to score, and it just works every time. It's crazy. But yeah, Wonderwall, Oasis. Next one, I'm going to go back to the Roses and say Wanna Be Adored.
Fucking tune.
That was literally because for some weird reason, me and YJ were singing it last night or the night before, weren't we?
Yeah, we were always singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that just came into my head and I thought, yeah, that one was crazy.
That just reminds me of, because when they broke up in like the 90s. So yeah. they famously said like they'll never ever get back together, but it was like to the point of like, there was a lot of like, you know, tension there. So no one ever thought it would happen. And then in 2011, they got back together and we're like prime time, like 19 years old. So I was like, we obviously got tickets and went, this is before the band. Like we weren't like in a band or anything. And I smoked weed I told this on the podcast, but I smoked weed for the first time and popped a fucking white.
No.
I collapsed near Affleck's Palace at the bus stop taking us there. And then just carried on. But I was drinking as well. I should have thought about it more.
You were doing both. You thought you were mad in it.
Mate, honestly, like, no joke, I fucking shit myself. It was the first time I smoked weed and I was just like, no, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, it was fucking grim. It was angry.
So, you know what? I was in Park Life one time watching like Dizzy Rascal or something, and one of my brethren went under and went, why, who was it? Someone that, literally for the same reason.
Oh, it's just
literally just weed. You can't be doing weed at them festivals if you're not a weed smoker.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Well, I just thought, go and see the Stone Roses, you know what I mean? This is the time to do it, but then like Lloyd said, you're going with like the hardest drug takers in the whole of Manchester. You know what I mean? You're, like, you're so out of depth. You know what I mean?
You can't fuck with them.
I'll stick to me, Stella.
There was a story the other day because I've been watching this like YouTube thing at the moment with like Bez and Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays, and Bez was talking about when he went away, and I can't remember what it was. It was in some jungle somewhere, and he was taking this like mad like mushroom drink drug that's like spiritual and shit like that. And the people who were doing it were like, oh, I'll take this. And Bez has it. And it just, everyone else is like, fuck around. And Bez just like, it's not done anything to him. And they're just like, why the fuck can't it do anything to you? And
where like, did you come from?
But it just makes you laugh that Bez is just like indestructible with drugs. Like.
Yeah, it is mad, to be fair.
Right, come on, let's go on your last tune.
H Taste.
So you're the first person who's picked their own tune. I have actually got time for that.
100%.
You know what? That one, that's not even me being big-headed. I just thought to myself, I feel like everyone else would have picked everything else.
Yeah, I'm
imagine someone coming on here and picking me. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, obviously, yeah. Like you said, but so I thought, let me not just lace out all the bait Storm Roses and Oasis ones. Let me just you get me.
Yeah, no. That's a tune that as well, to be fair. We wind Miles up, our keyboard player, because he's, do you know what I mean?
He's like, got the Gucci buckle with a snake.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, so we just, oh.
But you wouldn't, he's killing when it. You look he's at him, it. You wouldn't, Miles, pop your head in.
You just wouldn't expect it, like.
Where is that? Yes, Miles.
Here we are.
What's happening?
So yeah,
Gucci buckle with a snake.
That's the boy.
But he, so we always sing that to him.
Can I just say something? I don't even have a Gucci belt with a snake.
Fucking, what's wrong? What, you have to?
Where did that come from then?
I had a Gucci belt, but mine didn't have a snake on it, but my brethren Brandon's had a snake on it, so I just put them together.
Yeah. Just sounds good, doesn't it?
I'm going to say, do you when you're writing tunes, what is it? Do you just sort of...
Yeah, that's...
Does your...
Interesting.
So do you just get a beat that's like nothing, and then you just like sit down and you just come out with it?
Or do you have loads, do you compile loads and loads of like...
Rhymes? It changed. I don't write unless I'm like there at the studio making a song.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I used to just write the whole song before I even got to the studio.
Yeah, and like, you just make it fit the beat sort of thing.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But now I kind of like, what do I even do? I don't even know. I just go in.
Do you not have anything in your phone? Nothing?
Nah, nothing. Every time it'll be a fresh note, and then I'll just go. But then it's mad because sometimes, you know, I'll be in a studio for 3 hours, whatever, make a song. Sometimes it'll take me 10 hours to make a verse.
Yeah. Then you'll have to spend time going. Once you've got your little ideas, you have to go on and refine it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all different. So sometimes what I'll do is like, I'll start something, maybe YJ will play a beat. I'll start a verse. I'll write a verse. Then my head will get fried a little bit, so I'll tell him to play another one, then I'll start another one.
Yeah.
And then when I get bored of that one, I'll go back to the one I started at the start of the test, whatever. But yeah, I kind of think it's just, there's not really much like thought or planning to it. I don't really even go in the studio thinking what kind of song I'm going to make. I kind of just let it happen.
Good that. That's like so opposite to being in a band, I suppose, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's like...
It's mad though, because I was doing like little bits of songwriting last night with someone. We was making making some sick music, and it's so different. We're making like rock in it. Yeah, we're basically making rock music last night. Yeah,
fucking hell, you have to come down here.
No, I will do. It was like rock X drill. It was like But
I basically got load. Obviously, I write the tunes in the band, so I've kind of got my notes are just filled with like
stuff
I've read. If I hear someone say something, I'll just like put it in, you know, if I think it sounds good or whatever.
You always need to have like stick to the topic when it comes to like songwriting, like what you lot do. Like, there's always like a thing, there's always like a really hardcore meaning behind something, I think. Like, rather than rap songs, I'm saying.
Yeah, you can kind of pinball and go to like just completely just change the scene in a second, can't you, in a way, if that makes sense?
You don't really have to stick to one thing throughout a rap song, whereas it's like, I feel like when you songwriting for what you mind do.
Yeah, you kind of, when you've done it for so long, you end up having, you know, you just get better at it, and you know you're probably the same with like doing what you do though as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll know when you're onto something and you know when to like leave it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know when it's working. Yeah, definitely.
And you know,
definitely.
Like little moves and tricks to get you to like where, you know, like little things that, and you figure out words that work with other words and that kind of shit, don't you?
100%. You just kind of like find your little pattern, don't you?
Yeah. No, it's interesting to hear how I've been a fan of like rap music stuff. Just to hear how that you just go in with nothing. That's mad. I wouldn't have thought it would be like that. But now
he's fucking. He's gonna start a band by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I'm coming for the band.
If you're up anywhere here, mate, you have to come down to our studio or not.
No, definitely will do when I'm back in Manchester, 100%.
Bring your man with the beats.
Yeah, man, we'll make some good stuff, literally.
That'll be fucking mint, that. We'll definitely have to mess around. It'll be funny as fuck.
Mm-hmm, we'll have a jam.
It's right, that's my
Get
scene.
Miles with his Gucci buckle or the snake.
I'll bring Gucci belt, man.
Right,
nice one for coming on, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your week, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you too. I don't even know what I'm doing, but yeah, I'll try my best.
Chilly.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
It's right. Nice one. Cheers.
Appreciate it. Take it easy.
You too, mate. See you later.
Respect, respect.
It's right, mate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.